poštovani predstavnici medija. Nakon razgovora u predsjedništvu Bosne i Hercegovine slijede izjave gospodina Željka Komšića, člana predsjedništva Bosne i Hercegovine i gospodina Fausta Fokara, predsjednika Međunarodnog krivičnog suda za bivšu Jugoslaviju.
Hvala, dame i gospodo.
We would like to welcome you, dear members of the press, after the meeting that the president of the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia, Mr. Fausto Fokar, has had with the presidency member of Bosnia and Herzegovina, Mr. Željko Komšić. They are now giving you a press opportunity.
Hvala. Još jednom, dame i gospodo, vidim da vlada popriličan interes za ovaj susret, odnosno posjetu gospodina Fokara.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I can see that there is quite some interest shown for this visit of Mr. President Fokar to B&H.
Ja moram reći da sam gospodinu Fokaru prenio zadovoljstvo, naravno, i druge dvojice članova predsjedništva koji danas nisu tu iz opravdanih razloga, zadovoljstvo što je došlo u njegove posjete Bosni i Hercegovini.
And I will say that I have also expressed the pleasure of having Mr. Fokar visiting Bosnia and Herzegovina, expressed the pleasure also on behalf of the two absent members of the presidency.
Naravno, bila je prilika da ponovimo gospodinu Fokaru i opredeljenost ne samo institucije predsjedništva, nego svih institucija Bosne i Hercegovine za punu saradnju sa Haškim tribunalom.
And of course this was the opportunity to once again reiterate the commitment of the institutions of Bosnia and Herzegovina, not only the presidency but all the institutions of Bosnia and Herzegovina, to fully cooperate with the Hague Tribunal.
I kako to biva na nivou načela i principa ovoga što sam rekao, to sam rekao i gospodinu Fokaru. Svi znamo, đavo je u detaljima. I kad počnemo razrađivati ove principe, naravno dođe do razmimoilaženja. I sve ono što sam ja dalje naveo gospodinu Fokaru u našem međusobnom razgovoru jeste, dakle, moj osobni stav i nisam ovlašten da govorim u ime gospodina Radmanovića i Silajđića. A naveo sam sljedeće.
However, we do have some common grounds and common principles in supporting this full cooperation, but when we do go deeper into details about this work and this cooperation, clearly there may be some points of disagreement. However, I have only been speaking in my own personal, from my own personal view, since I'm not authorized to speak in behalf of Mr. Silajđić and Radmanović, and I said the following.
Prva stvar koju sam istakao, iznio sam svoje mišljenje i lično i političko, da je neophodno da tribunal u Hagu nastavi svoj rad sve do činjenice, odnosno suđenja Karadžiću i Mladiću.
And the first thing that I have said, and this is my both political and personal opinion, that the tribunal in The Hague should continue with its work until the trial of Karadžić and Mladić are completed.
Dalje, dotakao sam se instituta nagodbe koji je vrlo često korišten u radu tribunala u Hagu i napomenuo da mislim da učestalo korištenje upravo ovog instituta nekada devalvira ne samo osjećaj kod žrtava ratnih zločina, nego i suštini devalvira samo institut zadovoljavanja pravde.
Furthermore, I have touched upon the plea agreement, which is very often used in the Hague Tribunal, and I have said that this often use of this agreement sometimes evokes the feelings of devaluation of the justice, the feelings not only of the victims, but also the essence of what this justice and these trials stand for.
Također, gospodina Fokara smo tražili podršku institucijama, pravosudnim institucijama u Bosni i Hercegovini kako bi one bile što spremnije, hrabrije, efikasnije upravo u procesuiranju optuženih za ratne zločine koji očigledno neće biti procesuirani u Hagu, na tribunalu u Hagu.
Furthermore, I have asked Mr. Fokar to give support to the local judiciary, to the local courts, and other judicial institutions to be ready to take upon the work of these cases, to have more courage, to show more efficiency in trying of the cases of the war criminals, which clearly are not going to be facing justice before the Hague Tribunal.
Također, zatražio sam i mišljenje gospodina Pokara vezano za saradnju institucija Bosne i Hercegovine, kako pravosudnih, tako i drugih, kada je riječ o saradnju sa Haškim tribunalom, i zamolili smo gospodina Pokara da ukratko predstavi svoje planove i prioritete u narednom periodu, ali o tome dopustite da govori naš današnji gost.
I have also asked Mr. Pokar to give us his opinion about the cooperation of the institutions in Bosnia-Herzegovina with the Hague Tribunal, judiciary and other institutions, and we have also asked him about the future work of the Hague Tribunal and plans that it may have. So if you would allow Mr. Pokar, our guest, to tell us more about those.
Također, pomenuli smo, odnosno dotakli smo se i pitanja arhiva, smještaja arhiva tribunala i odluke institucija Ujedinjenih nacija, kao i slučaja Ilija Jurišić.
We have also touched upon the issue of the archive, that is the issue of the location of the archives and the decision of the institutions of the United Nations, and we also mentioned the case of Ilija Jurišić.
Kada je riječ o slučaju Ilija Jurišić, zatraženo je i pomoć i mišljenje Haškog tribunala da li su organi Srbije povrijedili takozvana pravila puta hapšenjem i procesuiranjem Ilije Jurišića.
In regards to the case of Ilija Jurišić, we have asked for help and for an advice whether the neighboring country has violated the rules of the road agreement by arresting and detaining Ilija Jurišić.
I naravno pitanje arhive Haškog tribunala, prezentirao sam gospodinu Pokaru pravnu situaciju kada je riječ o zahtjevu Bosne i Hercegovine za smještaj te arhive. Naime, nakon veta i potvrde tog veta u Narodnoj skupštini Republike Srpske od strane gospodina Radmanovića, na zahtjev eventualan Bosne i Hercegovine se traži arhiva Haškog tribunala, predsjedništvo Bosne i Hercegovine ustavno više ne može to zahtijevati od Vijeća sigurnosti Ujedinjenih nacija.
We have also mentioned the issue of the archives and the location of the archives in the light of the legal competence of the presidency of BNH, because as there has been a veto given by Mr. Radmanović, which was accepted by the People's Assembly of Republika Srpska, the presidency does not have any longer any constitutional competence to ask for a decision from the Security Council of the United Nations.
Mada privatno mislim da je tom arhivu mjesto u Bosni i Hercegovini. Toliko, izvinite što sam odužio.
But my personal opinion is that the archive should be located in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Sorry for taking too long.